everybody. I'm Haley.
And I'm Amy.
And this is the
Amy and Haley podcast.
Today's episode, guys, is a big one.
It is a big one, actually.
Today we are reviewing
Fourth Wing. It's funny because I feel like we are so late to the game.
I know.
But as library readers, we are not late to the game. We are on normal time.
Yeah. How long do you think it took you to get the book?
Like 2 months.
2 months, you think?
I think so. Do you think yours was a month?
I think three months? We got it around the same time. Yeah. Like, I think we both put in a request, like,
Around the same time.
Oh, and then we both got it around the same time. I just can't remember when.
Because I remember what place I was, though. I was around like the 20s.
Oh, okay.
15, well, I mean, you could have been,
as close.
You got it before me-ish.
I might have been 22.
Yeah. So lots of demand, but we eventually got it.
Mm-hmm.
I also wonder how many copies they have of this book.
Well, actually, I feel like a bunch. Did you put it into the same library I did?
Yes.
Okay. But I feel like with that one, they had like 7. But if you do think 3 weeks is how much you can check it out for.
And it's what I wanted to tell you, that I've never spent this long reading a book in a while. You know, I haven't read, took a long time reading a book in a long time.
Okay. Is it because it's a big book?
No, it's because I've been busy.
Okay.
I feel like I would read these kinds of books, like, faster.
Mm-hmm.
But when I get home, I'm so tired. So I would read these, like, 25, 50 page a day.
Oh, okay.
And you can imagine, that's like, a little frustrating.
Yeah, I feel like that creates a different reading experience.
Yes.
So I'm interested to see what you say.
Yes. That is part of what I want to say.
Should we go into our rating?
Yeah, let's just kick this off. Yeah,
okay.
Okay.
Ready?
Ready.
3, 2, 1.
5 stars.
Okay.
Yes.
It was really good.
The hype was real. TikTok was right.
Yeah, good one on this one. I understand the hype. It was very good.
But I do want to say, so like I was saying, I read it at not a normal pace. And so I do think that affected how I felt. I think like trying to like immerse yourself in the book or being like very connected with the characters or feeling emotional in moments. But I think because the story was so good and very captivating, I knew that this, like, I didn't feel bored. I knew that it was, this is a 5-star book, right? Even though I didn't feel it as hard as you did or other people did. So I think I will reread this book.
Okay.
At another time.
Okay. So reading it and not having a lot of time, you feel like it lessened how good it was. Okay. But did reading it when you're busy kind of make you feel motivated to, like, work, you know, because it was, like, good? Is that a dumb question? You know, like, sometimes it helps you, like, take your mind off of your busy work because you're reading a good book, and you're like, no.
Like,
she's giving me a word.
Well, wait, I'm like, wait, so are you saying, like, oh, because it's good, I look forward to the moments where I get to read?
Yeah.
And taken away from... Yeah, yes, yes.
Because if you're reading a boring book.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, okay, this isn't fun, like, after you have this horribly busy day. And then you're like, I don't want to read this book. I don't want to have to...
I would choose sleep.
Right.
Sleep over boring book in times of stress at work.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so that was good. Then you could tell it's a 5-star book.
Because you want to read it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Even if it's 25 pages.
So sad.
It is sad, actually.
How long did it take you to read it?
I was angry. Like, my book is due tomorrow, so like 3 weeks.
Oh, okay. But you had it before you started reading it, right?
Yeah.
Because we got it around, like, the same time.
Yeah, like a week.
So like 2 weeks.
Two weeks, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I know, that's rough. It's rough. Because how long did it take
to
finish
it? For context, I read it probably in 3 days.
Yeah.
Which is, like, you know, maybe three times.
Times as...
Yeah, but it was, like, I was excited to come home from work and, like, read.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was really good.
Did you ever wish you could bring the book to work?
No, because...
It didn't get to that point.
Yeah, I think I was thinking, because I know there were a few books I've read, like, that we were reading together that I read on my lunch break.
Mm-hmm.
And 30 minutes, or even, like, 20, is, like, it's not... If I read it for 20 minutes, I wouldn't want to go back to work. I would be like, okay, I'm leaving now, you know? So it's more, like, at the end of the day thing, and you have... Like, I did stay up till 2 a.m., like, reading. But it was... I felt like it pulled me in right away.
Mm-hmm.
Within, like, the first chapter. Because I was, like... I had just finished another fantasy book. And so I had picked this one up and was like, okay, I'll see how I'm feeling. And I just, like, read the first chapter and I was in it already. Like, and I felt like it was really good because they didn't have... She did build the world, but in a really, really good way.
Yeah.
Yeah. That you weren't like, oh my God, so many places, so many, like... I was worried because when you first open it, you see the map.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like... It's like, am I going to have to know these things? No, you didn't, is the answer.
No, I watched a TikTok where they said that the reason why this is catching on so much hype now is that it's able to draw in readers that are not solely fantasy readers because she did, like, a reverse way of writing the fantasy. Like you said, she jumped straight into the action. There's no build up, or like we discussed in previous podcasts where it's like that 30% of the book is understanding what's going on, right?
Yeah.
She just jumped straight to the action. So it was, like, minus that 30%.
Yeah.
And then just going straight in. So she did, like, a really good job that way. I thought that was really interesting because we had talked about it before.
Mm-hmm.
And then reading something like this.
Yeah, I do think if, in my head, especially in the beginning, it was kind of comparable to, like, Divergent.
Yes! I was reading Divergent! Okay.
Right, with the whole, like, you have to walk across, right?
Yeah.
And then a Divergent. I mean, what's the faction called that's, like,
Dauntless?
Dauntless,
yeah.
Wait, is that what it's called?
Yeah, yeah, Dauntless.
Okay, and then, like, Erudite, which was, like, pretty similar.
Uh-huh.
But in the sense that I feel like in Divergent, you get a lot of her, like, backstory first. And, you know, the story of, like, oh, they have to, like, test you, blah, blah, blah. This, immediately you're in it. Mm-hmm. Immediately she is in.
She's on there.
Yeah. Yeah, so you definitely, like, you skip that whole part, which I really, really like. Which is surprising because the book is so big.
Yeah.
And the fact that she didn't do that in the beginning, it was, like, all action.
The whole book is action, actually.
The whole book.
The whole 100% action.
Which is, like... so impressive that she can do that. I felt like that it was like she did, you had all this action, but also you got what sort of the story is, kind of, because the war part was a little bit confusing.
Yeah, I was confused too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
I'm glad.
I was gonna add on that. Yes. So I agree. Like the war part was confusing because, like, because she did all this, which was good in, like, the action, keeping the pace always, like, pedal to the metal, you know? But to me, I think, like, she did lose a lot of that, any, like, backstory to make you feel more immersed.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes, like, as I'm, before, like, coming into this, I'm like, oh, I don't know if my perception of, like, the book is, like, skewed because I read it in a, such a weird pace that I don't normally do. But I felt like I wasn't immersed not only because it was the reading like that, but, like, her writing style was different from other fantasy books. So I didn't feel like I was, like, in it, like, the whole world. It felt like it's easy to jump into. Like, it is, like, our world because I could understand everything.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense. So yeah. I didn't feel like I was in their world. I always felt like they were in our world.
Yeah. I feel like it was less world and more, like, more character. Yeah. Like, you're with the people more than you're at the place they are. I totally get
that
what you're
good.
Saying.
That was good.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you for helping me get there.
When you were saying that, I was like, that's true. I didn't feel like, you know, for example, I wasn't in Hogwarts.
Yes.
I wasn't at the school. Yeah.
Yes. That's what I wanted to say.
But personally, I like that mm-hmm. because I really don't, like, care. However, I saw this TikTok that said this is supposed to be, like, a 4 or 6 book series.
That's what I heard.
And I didn't know that. Kind of disappointing. Oh, no. Personally. Because I'm kind of worried. But...
No.
It is good because I feel like with some books like that, The Zodiac Academy is a series that people, like, rave about, but it's one of those ones that drags the romance through 6 books before they do it. So, if that is true, at least we got the romance at the beginning,
mm-hmm.
because that's really what drew me in. I was in it. And then, I also saw this TikTok that said... They hope it's not going to be, like, a Tamlin situation.
I know, I was thinking that.
Yeah, and then in that case, I think for me, this will be the one and only book in this right? series.
I will be okay with that.
Yeah, because it was, I remember when I was reading A Court of Thorns and Roses, mm. I didn't like Tamlin.
Mm-mm.
And it was really confusing, and then the other books make sense, but in this one, I liked him. So, that happens. This will be a standalone in my head.
Yeah. I was thinking about that, too, because by the time this comes out, the second book is going to come out.
In November! I have it in my calendar.
It's really soon, yes! And so, I was thinking, I was like, oh my gosh, Haley and I, we're going to go, we're going to get it, and then we're going to, like, go to, like, the book tour or whatever, right? Anyway, which is sold out, apparently. Very sad, very sad.
I didn't know that.
Apparently, like, Taylor Swift tickets. Sorry, I'm side noting here. But they sold out really fast. Like, all the sites crashed. And then it was like, oh, it's sold out now. Within less than 24 hours.
Wow.
So, the hype is real.
The hype is so real.
But I wanted to say that I was thinking about, like, that 5 series thing. And I was thinking, what if we get the second book and we don't like it? So
I would be okay with that.
Yeah, and have just having the second book. I'd rather just have the first book.
Well, I think I'm gonna buy them both.
Ooh.
Like, I was thinking, are they gonna sell them both?
I don't know, because what if it's a 5-part series, they will wait until they have all 5 and then you can buy them together as a set for $100.
It's funny because I saw that the second, because obviously once you finish it, I immediately look up when the second book is coming out, right? So I did that before I knew it was a much longer series.
Mm.
So I was thinking, oh, I'll buy them both because they'll release a set. And then when I saw that it's going to be longer, I was like, oh, then they're not going to release a set. So I wasn't sure what I was going to do because I agree. I'm not going to buy just the second one.
Yeah.
I want the first one too.
Which is also... the moment I realized why I just have a bunch of second books and no first books. And my set of books. I'm like, what? But now it makes sense. I read the first book at the library and I bought the next one.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at yours to see if you have.
I know, I think I tend to buy them. The set.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but the one I do have is Clockwork Princess, mm-hmm. which is the third one.
I have the second one.
But I think that's the only one out of all my books that I have.
Good job. You knew.
Maybe I'm just late on the train. I think
by the time all the books came out.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, I was just, yeah. Because back then.
Yeah. Back then, we were just kids.
Yeah. I was going to say, you didn't really have social media.
Oh,
so yeah. You only hear about it when it's more hyped.
Mm-hmm.
I think. But also, I think I tend to read them at the library.
Oh, yeah.
What would be some, like, series? I can only think of, like, Harry Potter and Divergent.
Yeah, Harry Potter, Divergent, City of Bones,
oh, mm-hmm.
the Clockwork one,
I think Hunger Games I might have bought. You know where you get them? It's like this, okay. The Scholastic Book Fair.
Oh, yeah.
And they tend to sell, like, sets.
Oh.
Right? Like, can you remember a time when you're, like, looking at it and it's just, like, one book? No, right?
I get all mine at Barnes or Borders that they used to
have. When you were a kid, you didn't get any from, like, the book fair?
I wasn't allowed to.
Oh, that's fair.
I know. They're like, don't be tricked. My parents said that. Not the workers.
Yeah, honestly, I don't think we went to Borders that often, actually. I was a library reader. We were poor. We're still poor.
I also went to the library.
Sorry, I'm looking up the second book.
But I'm also thinking, the thing is that when you get it not at the library, and you get it when it releases, you're with the hype. You feel, you read it, and then you are allowed to look at the TikToks live. You know?
Yeah, yeah. The only time I can remember, like, pre-ordering a book was Deathly Hallows.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That was it.
I'm trying to remember any other ones. That was the hype. That was it. Maybe. I mean, I didn't buy the Twilight series. I remember reading it, though, when other people were reading it.
Yeah.
But like you said, like, we didn't have, like, social media, so it was just, like, whatever was going on or with your peers at that time.
Yeah, I honestly, with Twilight, in my head, all three were already out, and then the fourth one we had to wait for.
Mm.
But I'm like, that can't be true.
It could be. I don't remember it very clearly.
How quickly did they come out? Because when did Fourth Wing release, you know, because...
Last year, right? Or begin... Last, okay. Like, December? In my head, I think it's... That's okay. When I remember the hype.
So, actually, reading it later is better, because we don't have to wait as long for the sequel. When I saw it was coming out in November, yeah. I was like, heck yeah.
Yeah, right?
I was like, that soon.
Which I was also surprised, because I said, it just came out.
But if you're saying last year, that's like a whole year.
So she must have started writing immediately.
Because if you think about it, she knows it's going to be 5 books. What? You just created this guideline and you're like, this is how it's going to go. I can't think of a single series that, like, all books just hit.
Me neither.
Especially if you're going to make it so long.
No.
I'm interested to see how it goes.
Also, we haven't read a series in our, like, these recent years.
Okay, yeah. Back to the book review.
Oh, totally.
Do you think you want to read the second one? Because we're talking about series now. Because I want to read it.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to read it. Why wouldn't I?
Well,
oh, yeah.
Because you were saying.
I remembered it exactly when you started explaining to me. Thank you.
Like, no, you mentioned it. And okay. You're like, why are you mentioning that?
Also... We do spoiler reviews, in case anyone... I don't mean...
We haven't said anything about the book,
which
actually.
Is why, because I'm about to say something.
Okay.
Spoiler, now. The reason, because the ending was such crazy.
Yeah. I feel like, at some point, you were thinking, okay, but, like, very far to the end, because she doesn't really talk about him that much. The brother.
Yeah. I am talking about the brother, yeah. Yes.
But, towards the end, you were like, okay... I'm sure it's the brother.
When did you start thinking, it's the brother?
Very close at the end.
Uh-huh.
But, like, did you have that thought? Were you like, okay, yeah, the brother's coming?
No.
Not at all, period. Not even one single page before they were like, I'm your brother, or whatever.
I think yes. Okay, a single page. But yeah. 2 pages? No. A single page, yes. Like, when it was when she has pointed us the direction, then I was like, oh, yeah, the brother. But I think I wanted to say that TikToks, there's a lot of theories out there.
Okay, so you've been on Fourth Wing TikTok.
Yes, after. I wanted to send it to you, but then I also thought it might be, like, a hint that I liked the book, so I didn't want to, like... I wanted to surprise you.
If you didn't like the book...
I wouldn't have sent you any TikToks.
It would be the end. It's funny because I was thinking about that. I was like, if she doesn't like the book, I don't even know. We wouldn't even have to... We can't even do the episode because I would be so... I would be so shocked. What do you say to someone who, like, does... You know what
would I mean? You stop being my friend?
Yes. But now we don't have to worry about it.
What if I told you right now I was lying? Every single word that came out of my mouth just now, lie.
If that's true, don't tell me.
Just keep
Continue
going.
Continue to lie.
Well, you're lucky. I'm not lying.
I'm glad.
So, we get very distracted easily. I was saying that theories on Book Talk have said that when you reread it, there's hints that he's still alive.
Oh.
And I said, what? So I wanted to say, did you... The reason I asked if you predicted it, because, like, oh, did you catch on in the little hints that other people caught on?
Like, if they meant throughout the whole book, no. But if they meant, like, towards the end-ish, where she's, like, leading up to it, then yes.
Okay.
So I guess I would have to watch them.
They'll come your way.
Did they tell you, like, what parts? And when they showed you, you were like, oh, okay.
Well, when they showed, I was like, oh, maybe that's, like, reaching, but maybe, you know, they're kind of, like, 50-50.
Okay, yeah.
The one that I do remember is the scene where they were at the celebration. The ball. She was, like, wearing a dress. Is it a ball? I don't know. She was wearing a dress.
Oh, like, towards the end.
Towards the end.
Okay.
And then she was like, oh, Brennan would have hated this. She's talking to Liam, because, like, they don't like parties or something like that. Uh-huh. And then Liam's like, oh, yeah, I know, or something like that. He, in a way, like, acknowledges, but then he stops, and he doesn't finish the rest of his sentence.
Oh, okay.
Because they're saying, like, Liam knows him, uh-huh. So he would agree that Brennan wouldn't like this kind
of...
Oh,
okay, I see.
That was the only one I remember.
I do think when they said they didn't find his body... Was when I started suspicious. Thinking, yeah, that I was like, okay, that is, like, a classic, the guy's not actually dead.
Good job, because I believed it.
That is always how they do it. I didn't find the body. So I think that's sort of, like, was
the
my
ringer
hint.
For you.
Yeah. Which I feel like they said that pretty early.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I wasn't necessarily shocked. In that case, that guy, you know how... Her dragon's old rider died trying to save Brennan's life.
Yeah.
In that case, he succeeded and died. He gave his own life for Brennan's life.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty savage.
Oh, yeah. I totally forgot that. Like, I remembered it, but in my head, I was like, oh, he faked his death. And then the other guy just, like,
found died on his
own. Yeah. Oh. Like, they just, like, made up that story.
Well, maybe then.
But
in my head, yeah. That...
I like that one better.
Well, the guy died, like, though, which is sad.
Yeah, but it's, like, dramatic now. It's like, ooh, he gave his life, as opposed to, like, oh, he just died. You know what I mean?
That's true.
It's good storytelling here.
Yeah.
So, are you on Fourth Wing TikTok?
No.
What?
Not at all, period.
Did you search for some Fourth Wing stuff?
No. Was I supposed to? No, I've been oblivious. I have seen one total TikTok that I have just told you. That is the only one I've seen about it.
How do you deal with your emotions after reading the book?
Like, no, do you remember the last time we recorded and I was, like, so hyped? The hype has died down. Talking to you makes me excited again, but I couldn't get hyped about it because, what, I'm going to have all this energy, you know, and then not be able to talk to you about it until now?
It was tough for me these past 2 days.
You should have texted me.
No, because then it would give away. I was all about concealing.
At that point, it's irrelevant because you have... Do you understand now how, like, hyped I was?
Yeah, now I understand.
After that I was like, when you... Because, guys, I had finished the book, like, the day before we recorded our, like, last few episodes. And so I come in and I'm like, oh, did you finish Fourth Wing?
Which was, like, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago, you know? So I was really excited, but I couldn't really show anything. But we did... I talked to her a little bit about it because I had to let her know that it was really, really good. So...
So, I watched Fourth Wing TikToks to feel the hype more. And I was like, oh yeah, he's totally been watching all of these.
No. Okay, let me know.
Okay, now I have to... Well, I saved them, so I'll send them all to you.
Okay.
But, so now there's just, like, all these theories. Because people... One of the theories is that... what's his name? Zayden can read minds. Because they said that she feels, Violet, feels a prickling in her head whenever she, like, senses that he's there. Mm-hmm. Even before she had her dragons.
Okay.
So they're saying, like, oh, maybe somehow the kids from the rebellion, have additional powers.
Oh, because of their, like, marks.
Yeah.
Okay. Because if you think about it, if a dragon, like, marks you, the dragon might, yep.
Yeah.
That would make sense. Oh, okay.
So that was, I was like, ooh, wow, you definitely, like, thought about this.
Yeah, apparently people have given it a lot of thoughts. I literally just read it and was like, that was good. And yeah. That was it, period.
Me too.
I would like to be surprised by the second book, you know? I'm like, you just have all these theories, okay?
I mean, they could be wrong.
That's true.
They could be, like, stretching.
Yeah.
Reaching.
So, did you like all of the characters?
Yes, I did feel like there were a lot of characters.
Oh my god. Sorry.
Tell me. No, what? What?
Okay, so I had, I think, a total of one note on this book before I got really into it and had no time for notes. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
It immersed me. Let me pull it up. Here we go. My one thought is that I wonder if I would have liked Dane more when I was younger. Or did she just write him as, like, a not likable character in general?
I love this, because right? I wanted to talk about Dane.
Yeah, right? Because I was like, he gives you very much Gale vibes.
Yes.
As, like, you know, childhood best friend who was, like, the love interest, but then he ends up being really protective and doesn't let the girl, like, show her skills and whatnot.
Yes! Oh my gosh!
Because did you like Gale?
Yeah, I loved Gale.
Yeah, exactly.
I was a Gale girl. But Team Gale. But
reading it again now, probably...
Probably not.
Probably not.
But I think that because like the foundation is still different. There. Oh. No, it's still there. Like, I get the appeal, right?
Yeah.
When we first were introduced to Dane, I was like,
And then, but quickly turned off, right?
Yes, quickly turned... Like, I never was, like, into him.
Yeah.
But more of, like, I get the appeal.
Because I do think it's pretty different from The Hunger Games. Mm-hmm. Because, one, you don't get story without Dane. Mm-hmm. Because you meet Zayden first.
Mm-hmm.
And automatically she's like, oh, he's so attractive.
Right.
So setting the ground.
Yeah. You knew.
In a better way, mm-hmm. I guess, for... It wasn't such a shock.
Yeah. That is like, ooh, not Dane?
Yeah.
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 It was never... There was no triangle.
Honestly, never a triangle.
No.
So, I think in that case, it was better.
Yeah.
She did not lead us astray.
Because we often fall off the trail of the correct love interest.
We go for the first one.
Of course.
We are loyal.
We're loyal. Yeah.
So, in this case, we went for the first one.
Go to the first one.
But Dane was really annoying.
The author did that on purpose, like you said, like, yeah.
Right?
But, so, you will realize that throughout this podcast, I will mention TikTok a lot, because I've been on TikTok.
Well, that's good, because I'm clueless over here, so it really wraps me up.
So, people hate Dane on TikTok.
Okay.
They're like, oh, he is trash. He's literal trash.
I can see that.
But, okay, unpopular opinion, don't come for me. But, like, I totally get Dane. Because I, too, am a rule follower, and I understand that he wouldn't want to break the rules because that's who he is as a person.
Okay.
I wouldn't want him as a love interest.
Yeah, I understand, yes. Dane, because I'm with you. I'm also a rule follower, but in the sense that if the most heartbreaking moment... in the Dane sphere of things, was when his, like, lover wanted to kill her. Sorry, I'm like, trying to grasp.
Amber.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. And then he didn't believe her, mm-hmm. and then he tried to read her mind, mm-hmm. and, like, didn't believe her, mm-hmm. and also would not have stepped up for her.
Mm-hmm.
That was when I cut him off.
Mm.
Not even as a friend. If my friend did that, mm-hmm. my childhood friend...
Didn't believe you.
Yeah. No, that is absolutely abhorrent. It's not necessarily, I understand wanting to follow the rules and stuff.
I guess. I mean...
Still, after that?
Yeah, after that.
Amy.
I'm just like, he just couldn't believe it.
Amy.
So he wanted proof, which is wrong, but I mean...
Amy, no, this is the most controversial.
It is controversial.
Amy, no. Think about the betrayal you would feel. Okay, wait, what did she do? What did Amber do?
She opened the door so then the people could kill her.
Oh, okay.
Kill.
Yeah, Violet. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's pretty bad.
Yeah, no, there's... But I'm just... Imagine it, Amy.
Okay, let me try to imagine it.
Okay, right. Okay. You're laying in bed.
I'm laying in bed.
You're almost murdered. These people are trying to kill you, and then you see who let them in. And yeah. You're fighting for your life, and then you're scared to tell anybody because she's obviously in a position of power.
Okay, let's pretend it's, like a guy. Like a guy that's your friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you know this other guy. And then I tell you, and then you're like, what? That's not him? But then you would be like, oh, Amy, let me see your head. So I could check to make sure. Yeah, I guess that'd be pretty frustrating.
Well, I think, like, imagine you have your childhood best friend mm-hmm. and a girl that he's been sleeping with for, like, a year, maybe.
Yeah. Then it's like, oh, you didn't choose me.
Yeah, you didn't even. Like, I understand you're shocked when it came out.
Mm-hmm.
That was heartbreaking for me. That was sad.
I actually thought the scene you were going to talk about was the one where Zayden was like, oh, would you have stepped in?
That too, yeah.
That one was a bigger one for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was, because he would have let her die.
Yeah, because the rules.
But in my head, that's the rule.
Yeah.
But in this other case, it wasn't necessarily a rule. Mm-hmm. It was just that he had more loyalty to a different person than his, like, best friend.
Mm. I guess, like, I didn't read it like that. Oh. That's why. I think it's like, I read it because I read it in a view where he was so shocked and there was, like, so much going on. Where his immediate thing was like, oh, I'm just going to use, like, my power so then I could just, like, clear it up.
Yeah.
For myself.
But he wasn't, like, shocked on her behalf. He was mm-hmm. shocked on the other girl's behalf. Of like, oh, I can't even believe she would do that.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of like, oh my god, she let these people in who tried to kill mm-hmm. you. Like, you would have died without this other guy and without your dragon.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't know that in that case, but, like, literally, she would have died.
Yeah.
But also, really hot of Zayden.
Yeah. Wait, before we jump off of Dane, because we're on Dane right now. Another theory is that Dane can read your, like, see your memories without touching, like, your face or your head. Like, okay. Just by touching you. Like, touching your arm.
Okay. Well, isn't that what they were saying? That he was like, did he ever touch you at all? And she was like, well, yeah. And he was like, he probably read your mind. That's how he knew about the place.
I think there were, because there were saying, like, when he mentioned his powers, he mentioned, like, oh, if I touch, like, your face uh-huh. or your head.
Oh.
But he didn't, like, specify. So they were saying, like, oh, maybe he's, like, omitting.
Mm-hmm.
And so people actually, like, went in and counted the amount of times. Like, they read and they counted the times that he touched her. And then they knew how much he knew. Because they're like, oh, then Dane would have known this much. Basically, he knows everything. Because he touched her, like, 25 times.
That's interesting.
It is interesting. So, like, do you think Dean's, like, a bad person? Like, is he gonna tell, does he know about her golden dragon's powers?
Oh. I'm worried that they're gonna make him the villain, and I don't want him to be the villain as much as it's leaning towards being the villain. Because, yeah, I understand rule following, but there's also, like, you have to break the rules sometimes. You know, like, the whole Nazi thing. That if you were a rule follower, you'd be a Nazi.
Yeah. Tying into Tomorrow, Tomorrow, and Tomorrow. Remember that game that,
oh, yeah.
She made?
Uh-huh.
Like, oh, if you're a rule follower.
Yeah.
Like, there's signs, but you just keep doing it, then you're a Nazi.
100%, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Ooh.
I know, when I read that, I was curious, because I was like, I would have gotten to the end and
me been too. A Nazi. I'm like, just gotta finish the game. I have a goal.
Yeah, that was a really good game.
That is a good concept.
Yeah, because it's true.
Yes.
That's the problem. Because also, like, low-key, the society they created are, like, wrong, right? That they are not protecting the whole area just themselves, mm-hmm. so everybody who's on the outskirts are, like, dying. Mm-hmm. So.
I wanted to ask, because I don't know, did they clarify what the rebellion specifically was?
No. Okay. That's what I'm saying, like, the war part really confused me, and I just...
Yeah, I missed that. So yeah. I was like, should I be, like, cheering for them now, or do we not know what's going on? It's very confused.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it was probably just that this other guy wanted to help, like, protect the out people, mm-hmm. and they said no, and, like, killed the whole town and everything. Mm. I feel like is what happened.
I believe you.
Because also, their, like, town is, like, on the border, right?
Yeah.
So they were getting a lot of, I think, like, the bad people coming in, right? Mm-hmm. So they know the truth kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I think is what happened. I don't really know.
No, I believe you.
Okay.
That sounds right.
No, I literally just created my own thing. You know, when you're reading, you just connect the dots yourself.
That's you. Oh. That's me. Me is like, it's not important. Don't know. Just keep going and keep reading.
But you just, like, you create, like, yeah, everything that doesn't make sense, you just make it make sense in your head. That's what I did.
Nice. So, did you cry in this book?
Yeah, when Liam died.
Yeah.
That was pretty sad. But I did spoil it for myself on accident because, you know, especially when you're reading physical books, you just kind of, like, flip through. And I happened to... It was like, oh, Liam's dead. And I was like, oh, no.
I never flip through the book.
Never?
Ever.
Like, you're reading, and I'm, like, you know, halfway through, and I just kind of, like, you know, I just flip through the pages, just flip for, like, fun.
I never flip
through. I do it every time. Every time something, I'm like, oh, no.
Why would you do that?
Well, it's just, like, it's just a habit. Never?
Never.
Never.
I don't flip. That's I only flip crazy. One page forward when I'm done.
No, that's literally crazy.
Yeah, that's wild that you flip ahead and then just kind of, you see words.
Yeah.
The important words.
But then you try to convince yourself, that can't have happened. I still cried when he died because I was sad. But also, the whole fight scene at that point was kind of confusing.
Hayley, I was going to say that. I didn't even know what was going on.
Yeah.
I tried to imagine it, but I couldn't.
It was just all over the place because, like, some people were on the ground and, like, some people weren't on the ground.
There were, like, what, the rocks?
Yeah. Like, mountains. People, like, flying with their dragons, but also, like, people have powers, so I don't really know, like, what they're doing. It was a very, very confusing time. So in terms of, like, if this becomes a movie, I'll be like, oh, okay. I kind of imagine, like, it's like Aragorn. Yeah. Dragons
Aragorn.
Flying. Yeah.
I also thought about Aragorn when I was reading this book. Because I like the dragons. When they talk to you, mm-hmm. love the dragons.
I know, I was very confused because when it is happening, obviously you assume she's going to get, like, the most powerful dragon. Mm-hmm. But as it was, like, going on, I was like, how is she going to get the most powerful dragon? Because at this point in time, it seems like she's going to get this golden dragon.
And I thought, like, she was going to get the golden dragon.
Yeah, too. I was like, is it going to be, like, super powerful? Like, more powerful than anything else?
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, okay.
There you are.
Yeah, I was, like, I was confused getting there because I was like, oh, okay, are we doing a cool thing now where she's not going to get the most powerful dragon? Because at the same time, obviously, you know, she's gonna get, like, a really cool power.
The best dragon.
And I was thinking, I was like, ooh, this would be a big surprise if she doesn't.
Yeah.
Right? So I was like, okay, this author's gonna go somewhere else. And then I was like, nope. She went where I thought she would go.
Yeah, I liked the main character because she didn't get good. Because I do think that because I was thinking of Divergent a lot. Where, like, oh, they're, like, fighting, and then they get, like, better and stuff like that. But she had to poison her, I was gonna say victims, but, like, her people, right, because they weren't really, okay, anyways, not important. So she had to, like, go through other methods. She's still, like, fallen off her dragon, and she never, like, becomes strong enough to stay on her dragon.
Yeah.
They just get her a saddle.
Yeah.
And so I do think I can kind of relate to that, because I do feel like, if I was in this world, I wouldn't all of a sudden be good at fighting or staying on my dragon or anything, actually.
Yeah.
So it makes me feel like, oh, yeah, she's not, like, an unrealistic transformation, like, happened. Mm-hmm. It'd be exactly me.
Yeah.
Not that I would get the biggest dragon, but the process. Stagnant.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I like that. I'm like, oh yeah, that's like realistic. Mm-hmm.
It is only the first book, and she is just a first year.
Yeah,
so I did more. Like that. Yeah. That you would see growth later.
Mm-hmm. I confused so many of the people in her squad.
Yep.
The only person was, like, her friend that I knew.
Yeah. When, like, they were walking on the bridge with the dragons and a few of them got, like, incinerated, I wasn't really sure which ones they were. Yeah, I agree. But I figured that's fine. They died anyway. Keep moving
on. The only part... What was her friend's name? Like, her friend. I don't know. I don't remember her name.
Like, Rhiannon?
Yeah, like, Rhea.
Oh, okay.
And Liam.
Yeah.
And Riddock. Like, the funny guy.
Oh, okay.
And that's it.
Okay.
Everyone else, too many people.
Yeah. It was good.
It was good. It was a good book.
Yeah. Seeing it now makes me want to read it again.
Yeah. It's glowing in the light. If you ever want to do a reread, we should reread together.
Oh, yeah. Because I feel like I'll want to reread it before the second book. Maybe, like, right before.
Yeah.
Just to get
I'm
in.
Down.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was really, really good.
You know, sometimes after you read a really, really good book, you think, will there ever be another really, really good book? There was this funny Instagram reel that I saw. It was this thing where, it was this cartoon where this guy is dancing with, like, another, like, a friend. And then the friend's label is Fourth Wing, right? And they're, like, dancing together, like, having a good time. And then you look, and then... all the way in the corner is, like, another friend who's sad and looking in the distance, like, being forgotten. And then it's ACOTAR.
Okay, but I didn't really like ACOTAR that much.
Well, the series as a whole.
Yeah, I did not
like it. Oh, you didn't like it?
No, I couldn't even finish the third book.
Well, like, you liked the second book.
Yeah, the second book was good. But not, like, great. Did you really, like, in your head, it's, like, similar?
Yeah, I loved ACOTAR. The series, I love the series. It was great. It got me back into reading. It was the first series I read, coming back.
Well,
it was so good.
I can understand that it would have a sentimental value then.
Are you saying I should do a reread?
Well, you would be let down.
Really? In my head, it's so good.
What? I didn't know that. This is a huge surprise to me.
Yeah, it's on my list. I have, like, a list of top books.
Oh.
It's in there.
No, Amy. No.
It's not good? I loved it. I felt all the feels. No?
If that is how you feel about those books, is the same as this one,
yeah,
that's absolutely crazy to me. This one, I don't think I've ever felt before.
What?
It was really good.
Yeah, it was really good.
ACOTAR is not at all the same. I remember...
Sorry.
I don't know if it's different, but I remember because reading the first book, I didn't think it was very good.
Yeah, you rated it 4 stars.
Did I?
Mm-hmm. I remember it because I wanted to make sure that you liked it.
Well... I might have rated it 4 stars because you said that you liked it. Because I read it after you did because you said it was really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, okay, then I must like it. But I was really confused by
it. It must have been like a 3-star bumped up.
Yeah. And then the second book was way better than the first.
Oh, yeah, I love the second book.
But in my head, it wasn't like the best.
I mean, it's not the best out of my best books. So We've got Mistborn, and then we've got, sorry, Haley, the Six of Crows duology,
because
I really like those. Mm-hmm. And then we've got, I have it in my notes, but those two, and then this, and then ACOTAR, and then the rest of the books I have down there somewhere. Beach Read, classic. <Okay.
laughs> That's a very interesting ranking.
Yeah. So I think how you feel about this is equivalent to how I felt when I finished Mistborn.
Mm.
Because I thought it was really good.
Okay, now I feel like I have to read it.
But there's no romance. So I didn't recommend it to you.
Yeah, I mean...
There's no romance.
I was skeptical because I read the other Brandon Sanderson book that I didn't... Like, it wasn't that good.
Yeah.
So...
That's why I was like, maybe it's not your cup of tea.
Yeah, so that's why I was like, I was skeptical. But if it's at the top, if it's number one, I feel like I have to read it. But I'm not sure I will.
Yeah, what if you don't like it?
I know, that would be sad.
Because I do feel like, I wonder, because you know how, like, our interests are the same, but then outside of the Venn diagram,
yeah, I do feel like... Yeah, it would be Mistborn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's where it is. Like, I feel like I'm more, like, fantasy...
Yeah, because it was really the romance.
Yeah, this one, the romance.
It was, like, strongly romance.
It is.
Yeah.
It's basically romance...
With some fantasy. Oh, yeah, we've been, like, talking about this.
We did.
So you like more fantasy and maybe romance.
Yeah. There we go.
Whereas I'm the opposite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then our circles in the middle is that like, where we do.
So then I'm interested because this one really did not have that much fantasy. You know, like you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm surprised you rated it 5 stars then.
I know. So that's why I feel like I have to do a reread. Like, I liked it, and I do think that for my 4-star books, there are parts where I kind of, like skim.
Mm-hmm.
Where I do think that the plot matched my pacing and how I like to read. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like, straight to the point.
Yeah.
Action.
Yeah.
And I think that's, it did a really good job. Which is what also, like, drove it to be 5 stars. Because I think it was really good. I think it was, like, there. It had the stuff.
Yeah. I'm interested to see, because if the series continues, if it's going to be less action.
Mm-hmm.
And in that case, I probably won't like it.
Mm-hmm. But we'll have to see. Because it's been a while since, like, I've read a book that's just so, like, packed.
Yeah. Yeah, especially because you read it in so many sittings.
Mm-hmm.
You would think that there would be a time when you, like, read a section and you're like, oh, this is really boring. Mm-hmm. But that didn't happen.
No.
Yeah.
Because there was always, like, if you think about it, there was always something going on that was big.
Yeah.
Right? Like, there's so many, like, obstacles and challenges. And, like, getting a dragon. There's always something happening in this book.
If anything, it would be, like, the end-ish part. Like, before the end, but, like, after she got her dragon. But at that point, there were people, like...
Trying to kill her.
Yeah.
So then it, like, picked up even more.
Yeah, so that was more, like, how she kept you in. Because people were trying to kill her when there wasn't anything really going on. Yeah.
Yeah, so author did a good job.
Yeah, so I am, like, interested to see what the second book is.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like it'll be more boring.
If she slows down and tries to build the world.
Yeah, because if I'm being honest, it's a very similar theme, right, when you do a fantasy book that has, I'm trying to think of an example, nothing is really coming to mind, but I know there's one that's, like, there, and it's just not visualizing for me, but in the sense that, like, you have them, like, trying to complete this challenge is, like, book one, so, like, that's her getting through the first year and all that stuff, but then book two is, like, after the rebellion.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess, like, it, like, Hunger Games, the amount of times I said that, right? But, like, you have them in the Hunger Games, and then you have them after the Hunger Games. And for me, when I'm reading the series, the after the Hunger Games part doesn't really interest me.
Mm-hmm.
It was more, like, during the Hunger Games. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, she had book, like, in, for the trilogy, the Hunger Games, you have the first one, she's in, and you're like, oh, okay, that's interesting. And then the second one is she's in it again. That's interesting.
That is interesting.
And then the third one is like...
The war.
Yeah. I don't even care for the third one.
I forgot about the third one.
Yeah. I remember really nothing from the third one. So, I liked more the first two.
Mm-hmm.
You know, also like Harry Potter, you have all this stuff. And then when you think about like Order of the Phoenix, for me, that was the most boring one because that was them in like... the war part.
That's so funny. I liked Order of the Phoenix.
I know, when I was saying that, I was like, I think Amy liked Order of the Phoenix. But I don't know, I haven't read the series in a long time, but I remember when I was reading it, I was like, this book is so boring.
I remember looking at the AR points for this class, and I'm like, this is a lot of AR points. Anyways.
So for me personally,
yeah, it'll be interesting to see.
I can imagine that I'm not gonna like anything about after the war efforts, because that tends to be my trend.
Yeah,
I know myself.
Which ties into why you don't read a lot of series, yeah. Because it's like,
yeah, I'm invested.
A cycle.
I know, maybe I should be better. But I would imagine then that you'll probably like the whole series.
Well, we'll see, right?
Yeah.
Because also, it also comes down to, like, the author and her writing style. Like, maybe her writing style will be enough to pull you in.
Maybe. I honestly can't imagine a book being about, like, war efforts and I'm interested at all. Just, like, the planning and, like, no action is, like, so boring.
I like the planning. I love the strategy. I'm like, ooh, what's no. going on?
Yeah, we have different minds. Yeah, I feel like that's the fantasy. Like,
right? That's the building.
Yeah. I don't care.
Which is why I did not recommend you, Mistborn. I cannot have you bashing it.
I know, I'm sorry. That's why I'm like, yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry. I wonder if I get older. If it'll change.
Maybe not.
Maybe when I'm like 40.
Yeah, I was thinking about after my busy season, getting into those really thick Brandon Sanderson books.
Mm.
Those fantasy. Like, people are saying they're really good. Because now I'm on fantasy TikTok. Yeah, I definitely want to try it. But then it's like 600 pages. Like, that's committing.
That's huge.
To something. A big. Wait, but was it 600? It was pretty close, I think. It was like 500 something.
Like, maybe 530.
So actually, it's doable.
Oh, it's not even 500. Oh, well.
Yeah, I thought it was 500. Anyways, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, I really liked it.
We'll have to find out if we liked the next book.
Yep. So stay tuned, November 7th.
Yes.
But obviously but we after won't, November
yeah,
7th.
Probably well after November.
Don't say that. Are you going to buy it?
No, I'm going to get the library book.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll buy it, and then you can read it after I
read it.
Oh,
that's so sweet.
On a side note, did you know that Lessons in Chemistry is having a show?
No.
Yeah. They made it into an Apple show.
What? Is it out?
I think it's coming out either, like, very, very soon. It's with Brie Larson.
No.
Yeah.
What?
They made it into a show.
What? I didn't hear anything about this.
Yeah, all of Where's a sudden, all of a sudden I saw it. I think it was like an ad on TikTok, maybe.
Wow, you're right. See, this is me reading your brain because I didn't believe you.
I know.
Shock. Shock. It was just shock. Sometimes you have to see it for yourself. October 13th.
Yeah, I was surprised. I was like, whoa.
Didn't this book just come out? Last year?
I think last year, probably. They move fast.
Yeah.
But I guess it was probably already filmed, because if you think about it, nothing's filming right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because of, like, the writer's strike.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my recommendation. My song is Worst Thing by N.O.T.D.
Mmm. What kind of vibe is it?
Poppy.
Ooh.
EDM-y.
Ooh.
If someone likes EDM, I didn't mean it. Like that.
Did I already recommend a Jonas Brothers song?
No.
Okay. I am recommending Vacation Eyes by the Jonas Brothers.
Okie dokie.
I like that one. It's very chill, but also it makes you feel like
oh,
that.
Okay.
It's like, ooh.
Oh, that's encouraging.
Yeah, that if you get the vibe.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll see you next Tuesday.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.